Okay, hello and welcome. Chris here with what may be and perhaps the most exciting opportunity on planet Earth right now, which is the no-code, yes-profit method, which I'm about to break down for you. And so this is basically going to allow anyone to sell software that that they code themselves, or more accurately, that they get their pet AI to code for them, okay? And what this means is that the greatest business of all time, which is the selling of software, which I've always loved as a business model, can now be done by anyone with no programmers needed, no coders, no developers whatsoever. We are basically going to get the AI to do the whole thing. And this is a very recent development. In fact, there is really two AI tools that have come together that are going to allow us to do this. One of which is called Cursor, which has been around for just over a year now. And the second of which is Claude Sonnet 3.5, which is the current best AI model at creating code. And that also powers Cursor. And specifically, the release of Sonnet 3.5 at the end of June 2024 has basically created this cottage industry of people who are now seriously creating real, sellable, professional-level apps using AI, okay? And this is the first training that has been put together that I'm aware of on planet Earth on this method. And so, you know, I'm very, very deep in the AI cave, as I call it. I'm very up-to-date on social media in terms of what's going on in the AI space. And of course, I've always been very active when it comes to building software products and doing so in such a way that average people can sort of replicate what I'm doing. And so this is kind of exactly within the Venn diagram of what I'm all about, which is why I've put this training together and which is why I'm the one that's actually doing this and, you know, is so excited about this. And as you'll see in just a second, this method that I'm about to show you is potentially going to create some one-person unicorns, which is a unicorn, is a company that's valued at over $1 billion. I believe this is likely to happen in the next year or so. And of course, for those who, you know, think that a $1 billion company sounds pretty extreme and just want to make some money, this is also going to create thousands of millionaires along the way, okay, and make a lot of people a lot of money. So in this training, I'm going to show you how you can take advantage of this opportunity and start making money. And I want to start with this quote here, which is a Sam Altman quote. Sam Altman, of course, is the CEO of OpenAI, which is the company behind ChatGPT. You can see the quote here where he's basically saying, could AI create a one-person unicorn? And I basically see this happening in the next 18 months or so. And I can see it happening, potentially a lot less than that, by the way. I can see it happening in one of two ways. One of which is with AI agents, specifically someone doing something with a swarm of agents that basically replicates a mid-sized company. So essentially, if you can automate a huge series of processes that would create an entire company structure using AI agents, that could be a unicorn, that could be a 1 billion plus company. And the second way to do this is with AI code. And so you basically code something and then launch it that was entirely coded by AI. So that's very likely to be a software tool, either an app on the, you know, on the App Store, on iOS or on Google Play, or potentially a web-based app that goes viral, okay? And this is likely to be a consumer product. I believe it could be a B2B product. But I'm very, very convinced that this is going to happen sometime in 2025. And it's because of this technology that I'm about to show you that I've become even more convinced that this is about to happen. So the opportunity that we're going to be looking at is essentially selling software. And we'll, of course, explain how we can build the software using AI tools. But before we do that, I just want to explain why we would actually want to build software. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that this is something that I have been saying for a very, very long time. My Remixable software product was basically all about automating the process of selling software. I had a course in 2018, which was called Day Job Killer, which was, I think, a $500 course, where I basically broke down how to you know, create and sell your own software product. And even my recent AI Whisperer course includes a very substantial section on monetizing, where I basically say that, look, this is the best method, you know, selling software. And so I have believed this for a very, very long time. And I'll talk about why people don't create software in a second. But firstly, let's look at the reasons that people should create software. So I've been selling software since 2007, and I've generated over $20 million in gross sales. You'll see some of the slides here where I say $10 million. The truth is that I passed the $20 million gross sales mark sometime, I believe, actually, in the early 2010s, okay? And I've stopped kind of keeping track of the number, but it is basically a very, very large number. And selling software, in my opinion, is the best business on planet Earth. It's not just something that makes individual entrepreneurs like myself, small business owners, a lot of money, but this is also the reason that, you know, companies like Google and Facebook are worth trillions of dollars, is because of the economics of selling software. And so here's why the idea of AI disrupting this particular space in particular is so incredibly monumental. And so AI has disrupted a lot of things. It's disrupted design, it's disrupted content generation and copywriting and various other industries, but its impact on software specifically is really, really something of, you know, historical and economic significance. And here's why this business is so great for us. So firstly, software has an almost 100% profit margin, okay? There's no physical cost to build the software, to ship it. Once you've made it, once you've paid the engineers, or in this case, you know, just use the free AI tools to do it, there's basically no variable cost. You can sell one software product, 2, 5, 1,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, and really your costs don't go up. The hosting costs may go up a little bit. You may pay a marginal amount more in certain areas, but fundamentally, it's basically all profits, okay? And software also commands a high price, more so than physical goods, more so than other digital products like ebooks, simply because it has a high perceived value, and it's also intangible, and so consequently you can't really anchor it with a cost price. And so software can basically be sold for a very high price, and it can also be sold to anyone online. So there's no tariffs, there's no borders. You can just go online, throw up a website, sell your software, and depending on the payment provider that you use, it is instantly available across the world to anyone with a web browser, which, you know, is what, 2, 3, 4 billion people. And of course, software is also needed in basically every single market, okay? So whether it's a business-to-business market, it's business-to-consumer, whatever the niche is, whatever the space is, there's always going to be some digital component there, and there's always going to be a way for software to create value, and therefore for us to be able to sell software in pretty much every single space. And I don't think that most of my customers need me to sort of drone on about this idea. They know inherently that what I'm saying is correct, and we should all be selling as much software as possible. But the reason that people don't do it is, put simply, that we need to actually code and program the software in the first place. Which brings us to the question of why people don't actually build software. And of course, the main reason is simply that software requires programmers who typically charge between $20 and $500 per hour. And so a typical software can cost anywhere from, on the extremely low end, if you really know what you're doing and you use a low-code, very cheap, inexperienced developer to do it, a few hundred dollars, all the way up to a few hundred thousand dollars, depending on the complexity of the software and, you know, how much time it's going to take to actually build the entire software project. And of course, there are companies like Google and Facebook which spend billions of dollars on software. And but broadly, this is the type of range, depending on your skill and complexity, to launch a kind of standard software tool onto the market. Now, generally, that's a pretty broad range, $200K, you know, $200. But most of the software that I build typically costs me between $3,000 and $15,000, which, you know, is actually relatively cheap for the type of software that I do. But obviously, if you're paying $15,000 for a software tool, it means that you need to make, you know, if you only make $14,999 profit, then you've actually lost money. And so that kind of limits the software that you actually want to build, because, you know, it's so expensive to build these tools that you might have 100 ideas for software tools, but you may actually only build two or three of them because the cost that you pay is going to be so high. And then secondly, as well as the actual cost, you also need to know how to project manage and spec out and write a specification. So you need to work with a designer to design and architect the pages. You need to have a rough idea of what backend technology you're going to use. And you can, of course, outsource all of this thinking, the architecture, the research and development to a development team or an agency. But in my experience, that is generally not a good idea. It's rare to find an agency who can kind of work hand in glove with you and realize your broad vision. And so you will want to, you know, spend time learning a lot of the processes here and then actually working with a development team or an engineer to actually build it out. And so, you know, even when you're paying someone $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you still have to invest a lot of time to kind of project manage and bring the project to fruition. And consequently, because of these two things, the time and skill and the cost involved, very few people actually even attempt to build software. And in my experience, the few that actually do get into the software space will do so by forming a joint venture with a programmer whereby, you know, there'll be one marketer who handles the website and the marketing and the positioning, and then there will be a programmer who, for a profit share, will handle the actual development side. And so we really, really want to sell software, but also most people either cannot because of the cost, or they just don't know how to. But what if there was now a way to let an AI handle all of this for us? And imagine if almost no one even knew about it. Well, in that case, this would be the greatest opportunity of all time. And that's exactly what we're looking at here, because now with AI, we can actually build and sell our own software, unique, real, custom pro-level software in just a few hours. And in fact, yesterday I actually built an app that had previously cost me around $10,000 to build and generated around $50,000 in revenue for me. I actually rebuilt essentially the same app in under 4 hours, okay? And this is the crazy part. I did not write a single line of code myself. In fact, I don't have any idea what really any of the code does. I mean, I understand broadly because the AI kind of explained it, and I can see some words that are vaguely recognized inside the code, but really to me it just looks like a sea of gobbledygook. And so I don't really even glance at the code, you know, much in the same way that unless you're like an extremely high level car electronics expert, you wouldn't try and interfere with your car electronics. You would just leave it alone, and when there's a problem you take it into the shop. If you saw some wires or some numbers you didn't understand, you might Google it, but other than that, you have no interest in it. You just get in your car and drive. And this is my same mentality when it comes to looking at the code that powers the software, the code that this AI generates, okay? And so the way I do this is I use one AI to build out the actual design of the application, which we call the front end, use other people's software, which we connect to via something called APIs, on the back end, and then we use another AI, or we can use the same AI to do edits and bug fixes, okay? And so this is kind of the broad approach that I take, and I'll give you some jargon here as we go through the training so you kind of broadly understand what's going on. But I am not writing any of the code, okay? I'm just pasting some text in. The AI gives me some text back, and I am copy-pasting the text. But other than that, I have zero interaction with the code. Also, if I ever get lost, and this is really, really key, I simply ask one of the AIs what on earth is going on. So I, you know, paste some screenshots in and say, I clicked the big green button and nothing happened, and it kind of says this, what do I do? And it will walk me through what I need to do. If there is a bug, I go back and I say, this is the bug, what, you know, how can we fix this? And I'm basically just following what the AI tells me to do, okay? The analogy that I will give you is, it's like a billionaire kind of paying an engineer a big bag of money, and the billionaire doesn't understand anything that the engineer does, but because of this kind of imbalance in the relationship, the engineer will very, you know, respectfully and patiently and carefully explain in simple language what the billionaire needs to do, okay? So it's that kind of relationship that we're going to have with the AI. We're not going to understand any of this stuff, but we do have this AI under our employ who will not just code and build everything for us, but will actually explain it to us like we are a five-year-old and tell us what to click, what to copy, where to paste. And we are just going to basically be the, you know, the right hand of the AI and just doing the things that it can't yet do. But the really cool thing about all of this is that almost no one knows about it, okay? So this opportunity is literally just a few weeks old. The main AI that I mentioned before only went live on June 21st of 2024. So it's literally, you know, barely a few months old. And obviously there's been like a period over the last couple of months where people have started to play this and started to see exactly what it can do. And so we are very, very early on here, okay? And so this really is the beginning, the start of the upcoming coding with AI wave. Of course, the AIs are only going to get better. Right now, we're dealing with Sonnet 3.5, which is the most capable model. Soon, they are dropping Opus 3.5. Opus was previously their most capable capable model, and they're going to be releasing that. Anthropic will release that fairly soon. And of course, you know, GPT-5, we've been waiting on for over a year now. And when these models drop, if and when they do, which I'm sure we will get very, very capable models soon, then, you know, at that point, you are going to be well, well ahead of the curve. You'll be poised to, you know, build the next level of software and the next level of automations because you have this foundation that we're about to lay here, okay? So there's a lot that we can do now, and there's going to be even more opportunities just around the corner. So you really are going to be future-proofing yourself with this training, okay? But we've kind of talked about, you know, the historical importance of the opportunity and all this kind of stuff. And what does it actually mean for us? What can we do as marketers, as people who just want to make money and create products and sell and make some commissions? Well, there's a few things that you can do with the training that I'm about to show you, the methods I'm about to show you. And most fundamentally, you can create software that you can sell and therefore make money from. And I'm sure we've all bought lots of software tools. We've all been on the buying end of these software tools. Many of you have probably never considered that you could actually build that type of software yourself and actually sell it. My best guess is that most people who are watching this training will have bought at least one software this month, if not this week, that they could have built themselves using the training that I'm about to show you, okay? And so this transition from being a consumer to being a creator, we've seen this, you know, a lot with some of the content and the images and some of the other videos and some of the things that the AI has done. We're about to see this with software, okay? And this is what you can do as this transition happens, is you can basically be the one selling software. And you can basically do this with zero money down. And then launch it as a minimum viable product. So, you know, the fundamental basis first and simplest version of the software that you can sell. I mean, of course, if it works and you make some money, then you can invest some more, you can spend some more time on it. You can maybe hire a coder to come in and add some additional features that, you know, maybe that either the AI can't do or that you just don't want to spend time adding yourself. And then, of course, you can also handle all the other stuff, the sales page, the marketing, etc., using AI in agents as well. And so you can basically, you know, handle the entirety of both the marketing and the product using AI, which is absolutely insane. And as well as this, as well as using this as something that you can sell, you can also make software for yourself, okay? And this is something that I do. I've started doing over the last few weeks when I have an idea, maybe a pain point that's unique to me, a hobby that's unique to me, I can use software to automate something that maybe even no one else is interested in. You know, I would never have paid someone previously $5,000 or $10,000 just to automate something that I could do myself in 20 minutes or something that, you know, isn't even that much of a pain point. But now, because it's so easy to build these software tools, this is something that I'm actually starting to do now, which is just incredible. As well as actually becoming a product vendor and selling these software tools for money, you can also make software to give away, either as bonuses for your affiliate promotions or as lead magnets for people who sign up to your list. And so this method is also very, very useful for affiliate marketers and for people who want to build a list. You can make software for other people, and you can, of course, do this as a freelancer. You can do this with your agency clients if you have an agency and you want to service your clients. And just in the same way that I've been creating software for myself, you can start to create software for individuals, you know, very narrow, unique software tools that previously really weren't worth creating. They might cost 3, 5, 10, 15K to build. You can build them now with the AI. And so all of a sudden, you know, that comes into play. And I imagine, you know, a lot of people watching this call, if I could sit down with them for half an hour or an hour and sort of say, what kind of software do you want me to build? A lot of people watching this call, I could probably come up with a software tool that I could build for them that they would be more than happy to pay $100, $200, $500, $1,000 for, because it would have a big impact on their lives. And this is the idea of disposable software, personalized software, customized software, which is unique to only a handful of people, maybe just one person. This is something that is now in play, okay? And then, of course, as well as these specific opportunities, more broadly, you are also learning and improving every time that you make an app, okay? And so your skill set, your ability, things that you can do with these software tools, the APIs that you use, the components that you have in your projects, all of these things are just going to improve and get better every single day. And so right now you have a massive, massive edge over everyone else in 2024, 2025, but also beyond, okay? This is something that is only getting started. And so this is a great, great skill for you to be learning right now. So hopefully you are as excited about this as I am. And with that all being said, let's dive in and actually start taking advantage of this opportunity right away. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.